Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And it is interesting that we are at the end of the book of Acts, 28 chapters we have gone through. And last week, of course, we were in that storm where he had been. In that storm, Paul and the over 200 men had been in the storm, but God had promised that they all would make it safely, and they did make it safely. And the first thing that we come on today in the reading in chapter 28 is these first verses, or these first two verses. It says, "After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all because it had begun to rain and it was cold." One of the songs that I like listening to, it says, "You were in it after all. You were in it after all." And I'm sure those men were going through those two horrible weeks on the ocean, not knowing whether they were going to live or not. They could look back in their life, and I'm sure many of them came to know Jesus as a result of Paul's witness. And they can see all of the little stepping stones, or at least some of them, that led to them coming to that conversion. We can do the same thing in our own life as well. You know, the people, our parents, our neighborhood, the things that we got involved in that got us into reaching bottom, all of those things, you know, work together. But that phrase, "brought safely through," really touched my heart today. You know, it's only when I see Jesus in heaven will I know of the extent of his rescue. I won't know how much he has rescued me. It was the thought of I have a little card. I mean, it shows a man walking down the street, and it has some angels, two angels by, and then all of these demonic things are around that he cannot see, but of course God has sent protection for him. And I said, you know, God often intervenes, and that intervention has not even been known way after the crisis. And so I can thank the Lord for his great love and his care for me. And I do. I want to keep turning away from the lies of Satan. Satan works hard to discredit who God is. And as I wrote that this morning, I kept thinking, you know, yeah, he discredits my beautiful, wonderful Savior, and he tries to minimize his impact upon my life. But the Lord still takes me from many perils, and he leads me to much safety. Now, there's a song, and it's called "Wonderful, Merciful Savior." I looked up the words, and I've heard it before. It says, "Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescued the souls of men." And he has done that. He's done that in my life, but he has done it through history. There were other things in the Bible, too, where it wasn't just Paul that was rescued from God. I thought about in the Old Testament, it was the story of Elijah. And it was in 2 Kings 6, 15 through 17, it says, you know, Elijah prayed and said, "Oh Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." It was a situation where Elijah would tell the king when the enemy was going to come. So when the enemy's king found out that Elijah was doing it, they searched him out, and they surrounded his house And one morning, his servant went out, and he was terrified because he saw the enemy's army. But God had already surrounded them with a heavenly armor. But the servant didn't see that until God opened his eyes. And we too, often unaware of God's protection. God's protection works. It works in the spiritual realm. But let me pray. Oh, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your great love for us, Lord, and how you protect us, and how we will not know sometime until after we are with you in heaven, how you have been there for so many years. Help us to always rely on you, rely on all that you do, Lord, and not let our eyes lie to us. We walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.